Weekday wake up on SVI Radio, Swift 98 and the Spur, and the start of the new school year is coming up and upon us very, very soon. So in studio is LCSD 2 Superintendent Matt Erickson today, and also Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson today, and a couple of changes heading into the school year with recent legislation and laws that have been passed specific to carrying guns in the gun-free zone and the repeal of gun-free zones across the state. So Superintendent, we'll start with you. Of course, this was something you guys were watching at the school level for quite some time. Passed, signed, maybe just remind our listeners what this is and what it means for District 2.
Thank you, Duke. It's good to be with you, and appreciate Sheriff Johnson. We've had multiple meetings over the last month or so. So, as Duke, as you mentioned, concealed carry and repealing of gun-free zones in all school district properties in the state of Wyoming became law on July 1st. So what does that mean for Lincoln 2 and students and families and stakeholders within our boundaries? So as I mentioned, effective July 1, anybody with a valid Wyoming concealed carry permit is permitted to carry on any school grounds, to include school buses, events, during school hours, outside of school hours. And the district's approach, working with Sheriff Johnson and his department, our SRO, school resource officer, and then obviously our school board. At this time, the school district has chose not to adopt any rules or a policy around concealed carry. So with the law going into effect, again, anybody that chooses to take on that responsibility and can conceal carry starting July 1 again. So what does that law mean to us? And what are our objectives as a school district? First, we want to ensure that, obviously, we're going to be compliant with Wyoming and federal law. And then the second thing with this new law, we're going to try to educate and just make families and students and stakeholders aware. And then we want to communicate clear expectations. So with that, we're going to be providing in the next day or two a public notice, just to make sure that people are aware in case a kid sees a student sees a weapon or somebody that's maybe sloppily conceal carrying. We'll let Sheriff Johnson address that here in a minute. And then, or if, you know, they see a staff member or an employee that what appears to be them conceal carrying. So how to handle that. So again, we, as a school district, we'll ensure that we're in compliance with the conceal carry law and the repealing of gun-free zones. So in all of our K-12 facilities, to include the district office.
Now, this legislation or this law gave districts a little flexibility on what kind of training they may provide to teachers and staff, and that may vary. I think it's worth noticing that that may vary from district to district, right? And so your district's policies could be very different from a different one.
So that's a great point, Duke. Like I mentioned earlier, at this point, the school board and administration for LCSD 2 has chose not to adopt any rules or policies around this. So we will not be training. We were just going to educate first, just make sure everybody's aware of this, and then communicate our clear expectations and how we're going to respond to potential situations. So again, we're not providing as a school district at this time any training, or have we adopted a policy or any rules around this.
LCSD 2 Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio, also Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio. Sheriff, of course, you have a resource officer within your department that's partnered with the school district, and from a law enforcement perspective, what does this law mean for you guys, and what would you like the community to be aware of?
Well, I think just to dovetail into what Superintendent Erickson said, this is something new, so education's a big part of it. We've kind of operated on the guns don't belong in schools for most of our lives, and then now we have a law that says you can carry a gun in school under certain conditions, which is if it's concealed and you have a Wyoming permit and you're not a student. So I guess, you know, what it means for the sheriff's office is we have a bit of an expectation that we're going to get some calls at times if somebody's choosing to carry concealed but not doing a very good job of it, which happens, and somebody sees the firearm. We kind of got to work through that, how we're going to respond to that. At the end of the day, and I think the people that came up with this law and supported this law felt like it would make the schools safer. And so along with that, I think part of how we can make it safer is be the people that choose to do it, doing a good job of concealed carry, you know, have a good holster that's secure so it doesn't accidentally fall out when you're in the hallway or in the stands cheering on your son or daughter and you get excited and jump up and down. All of a sudden we got a gun in the bleachers, and that's not a good thing. And it's no longer concealed. It no longer falls within the law, and it could be alarming to people sitting around you. So I would just encourage, you know, have a gun that you're familiar with and that you're comfortable using. Have a good holster. The reality, what a lot of people know in concealed carry, it, you know, you got to wear clothes that will conceal your weapons. So there's actually a little thought for usually the male percentage of the population that doesn't put a lot of thought into the wear. If you're gonna what they wear, if you're gonna carry concealed, you need to put a little more thought and make sure that firearm's concealed. So along with what, you know, Superintendent Eric said, the education part of it is real important. And it may be alarming to some people at some point if they're there and they actually see somebody, what they think is a gun in their waistband. That's allowed to happen now. So as everybody kind of learns that and comes to the reality of what the law is now, we expect to have some phone calls and to be able to handle that appropriately and work with the school district to educate the public. Yep. and the parents that may choose to carry.
I want to make sure you clarify this too, Sheriff. Wyoming's an open carry state. Yep. We're talking concealed carry here on these properties. Just clarify that, because a lot of us grew up in the generation of having the rifle in the back window of the pickup truck, right? And so Let's maybe clarify that a little, if you will.
Yeah, so the law is still in place that you're not allowed to take a gun to school, except now that if you meet the qualifications, if you have a permit and you carry it concealed, that you are. So open carry, not allowed. Having a gun on school grounds, not allowed. And, you know, anybody who's been through a concealed carry class has been taught and knows that you're really an asset to a threat if you're a good concealed carry guy, if you're a good concealed carry man or woman, and that you have that resource available to you and nobody else knows that you have it. That's when it's most valuable. So, and that's why I say, you know, be a good concealed carry person and think about what you're doing, get a good holster, conceal it well. Nobody should know that you have it. And that's when you really become an asset to a threat.
Superintendent Matt Erickson, anything you'd like to add here at the end?
So very much appreciate the time again. Very much appreciate Sheriff Johnson, the working relationship that we have with him and his department. Sheriff Johnson pointed out that this law does not affect students. Students are still not allowed to get a concealed carry permit for school grounds. So, again, just to summarize, from the school district's perspective and in conjunction with the Sheriff's Department, we're going to ensure that we're compliant with Wyoming federal law, and then we hope to educate first and communicate clear expectations. And our parents and the students and stakeholders can be expecting a public notice that'll be on our websites, and we'll share it with you, Duke, and get it out there in the next day or two before students start on Thursday.
Excellent. Sheriff, anything you want to add here?
Yeah, I would just say I commend the school district for being proactive, and they've reached out a long time ago about this and how we're going to handle it. Let's get on the same page. And so they've done a good job of preparing for this, and law enforcement's prepared for it. So, again, we expect that maybe we'll have some education still to go if somebody sees something and we get a call, but we're prepared to handle that. So
Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson, LCSD 2 Superintendent Matt Erickson. It's the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.